It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday morning at 9 a.m., we talk about news, we talk to people, and we talk about events related to Lincoln County government. On the program today is Anthony Vendetti. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
He is an AmeriCorps Vista here at Lincoln County. He's focusing on business resilience and disaster preparation. So in just a moment, we'll learn all about what he's doing and what kind of an asset he is for us here in Lincoln County. But first, I want to draw your attention to Lincoln County's homepage. Let's take a quick moment and look at what's new and the latest news. Public hearings, we had one yesterday in regard to the county commissioners and their positions as partisan or nonpartisan. We want feedback from the public about what you think about this and see if you want to put this to a vote. And it looks to me like folks are suggesting that we go ahead and move forward with it, but there's still another public hearing on the 20th of February. That's at 9:30 a.m. within a regular Board of Commissioners meeting, so come talk to us about it if you want to. Also, School Exclusion Day is Wednesday, February 20th. Children who are not up to date on their required immunizations will not be able to attend school or child care facilities on or after February 20th. So if you need to get your child up to date, there's information there in English and Spanish for you. So please be aware of that information. Also, property taxes. The second installment is due February 15th. There's information about how you can make those payments through your tax and treasurer, so please be aware of that. Finally, Drive Less Connect. This is a program, a rideshare program, really a web component that allows you to sign up and find other people who are going in the direction you're going. And they've been working at it for a while, and it seems to be really gaining some synergy. If you're looking to do some rideshare, take a look at this tool. It's very easy to use. Tara Campy of Oregon Cascade West Council of Governments has been working on this, and she's actually going to be on the program coming up pretty soon. So enough with those little tidbits of news. Anthony Vendetti, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the program.
Oh, absolutely.
So what do you think? I mean, Lincoln County, how long have you been here now?
I've been here about 6 months.
Well, for our listeners, I think it'd be good for them to understand that, you know, the scope of what we want to talk about today is business resilience and preparation. That's what you're working on. But I kind of like to get a history of the Vistas when they get a chance to come on the radio program, because you are such a great asset to the community. You've basically chosen to come here and work for very little money. And, I mean, you're almost like a volunteer in some regards. What makes somebody decide to become a Vista?
It's a way to serve your community and give back, really help out those who need assistance, provide for a community that may not have the resources they need to get all the work done that needs to be done.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate that you come and do this. And Anthony, maybe give us a history. Where did you go to school, and what was your emphasis?
I went to school at Western Washington University up in Bellingham, Washington. I studied planning and environmental policy, but concentrated on disaster reduction and emergency planning. From there, I went to disaster response and wildfire, and I started my Vista experience doing emergency planning.
Wildfire.
Wildfire.
Did you head out into some of those?
I did.
How
was
that?
Out in Colorado. It's exhilarating.
That's what I hear.
So it was a good experience, getting to really learn the boots on the ground experience as well as the planning experience.
Well, your undergraduate degree has emphasized, has some emergency components to it. Maybe talk about the Vista program. You graduated. You go into this. But does just anybody get in? It's not really that simple, is it?
Well, for my first year when I was accepted into the National Civilian Community Corps AmeriCorps program, that was a very kind of a lotto process, as so many people apply for it because of the experience, the great experience that it is. But after that, with the Vista program, getting in was my experience, my education, was what helped get me into my first year. and without that, I wouldn't have been able to get in.
For your first, I don't know what kind of term lengths are typical for your survey.
For VISTA, 12 months.
12 months. So you spent the previous 12 months before Lincoln County in Benton?
Working for Lynn and Benton counties, but I was hosted by the City of Albany.
Oh, by the City of Albany. Tell us about your work briefly there.
I was working on vulnerable population planning and helping the counties prepare for what they will do to assist the vulnerable populations, which became a big deal after Hurricane Katrina happened down in Louisiana. They realized that a lot of the people who didn't have transportation or who were elderly kind of fell between the cracks. And so this was kind of the effort to prevent that from happening here in Oregon.
Well, if you're joining the program today, you are listening to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We're talking to Anthony Vendetti. He is in AmeriCorps Vista working with business resilience, disaster preparation. When we come back, let's learn more about the kind of work Anthony's doing and ultimately where we want to take the program as a business and as an individual do what you can do to prepare for disaster. So stay with us and we'll be back in just a moment.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
If you're looking for a new car, make sure you get the gold. Hi, folks. Kim Wood, sales manager, Gold Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. Right now, we're having a month-end blowout on all of our new 2012s, 2013s, cars, trucks, sport utilities, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. The rebates are huge. Interest rates are low, as low as 1.99%. Trade-ins have never been worth more. We want your business. We will not be undersold. Our process is smooth, simple, and hassle-free. Come on in. Register for the big-screen TV we're giving away. Register yourself. Register a friend. Check out our inventory. Check out our staff. Grab a cookie and some coffee. And look for the big American flag. You won't regret getting the gold.
Get the gold!
Gold. Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. 1422 North Coast Highway. All sales on approved credit. No purchase necessary for big-screen TV contest.
See dealer for complete details.
You're in your car, you glance at the numbers rolling across your odometer, and you get that nagging feeling. The sticker in your windshield confirms what you already know. It's time to change your oil. Up ahead, you see an AutoZone. They have the oil, advice, and everything else you need. And that means no more nagging.
Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for only $21.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. On the program today, Anthony Vendetti. He is a specialist in business resilience and disaster preparation. Before we left the program, Anthony, we were talking about your work in Lynn and Benton County, actually the City of Albany, for continuity of operations for vulnerable populations.
Yeah.
You know, let me ask you, organizationally, now that you're dealing kind of with, you know, specific, business preparation, but when we think about vulnerable populations, it's really a lot of similar stuff, isn't it? I mean, it's just, you know, in this case, you just have certain types of populations with, you know, extra needs.
Yeah. And here in the county, the reason that we're focusing on small business is that the tourism industry, when we have people from out of town visiting, they may not be aware of the hazards. They don't have supplies to last for 2 weeks if they should be trapped here due to road closures. And so the tourism population would actually be a vulnerable population in that case.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. I never really kind of thought it like that. You know, we might tend to think of the disabled, or like you were saying, maybe seniors, maybe with some mobility issues, but here are the tourists. They have no idea they are vulnerable. When you worked with Ron Spiso in the Small Business Development Center, are you taking a similar program that we're talking about today, just in through the college? Or what was the emphasis there?
That was small businesses still. The Small Business Development Center is hosted by Oregon Coast Community mm-hmm. College.
Yeah.
And so they were kind enough to host an event we put on a couple months back to help bring businesses together to network and help begin their preparations, their planning process.
How did those programs go?
They went well. It was a good opportunity both for me to learn about the community and mm-hmm. for the community to learn about how they can prepare for disasters.
When you sit down with individuals, like in the case of one-to-one planning, and it sounds to me like you're available to do that as well. You just recently met with an association in Lincoln City.
Yes.
And you're just going one-to-one or going to, the president of a business or organization to review their planning?
Yeah.
How do you kind of throw your pitch out? What would be your pitch to me if I was a business and you said, hey, I'm Anthony Vendetti, I can talk to you about this kind of stuff. What would you tell me we'd be working on?
I would help you assess your business and your preparation and see where your planning process is. And get you ready for disasters, whether it be something as big as the earthquake tsunami that we hear about mm-hmm. or something as small as a kitchen fire or a power outage. Even something that affects a business 50 miles away that supplies products to you, if they have a disaster at their facility,
right,
that can affect your business
that's
as well.
That's part of the key.
And so having a plan in place to deal with that will help your business remain successful.
So are you available to anybody who right now who has a business in Lincoln County?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Your phone's going to start ringing here in just a moment when we give that number out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you are available. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Lincoln County Connections. We do want to thank you, Quinnebay Communications. You may be hearing us on KBCH, Lincoln City, KWDP Walport, or KNPT Newport and Toledo. We'll be back in a moment with Anthony Vendetti and discuss more about business resilience and disaster preparation. Stay with us.
There's a song lyric that goes, Papa's got a brand new bag. Well, so does the staff at Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City. In fact, they'll give you a bag on Saturday, February 16th. You fill it as full as you can and save 20% on almost everything in it. It's a one-day-only bag sale Saturday at Mills Ace Hardware as they celebrate their sixth year, ranked as the highest in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power & Associates. Bag it and save on Saturday. Some exceptions apply. See Mills Ace Hardware for details.
Mother-daughter team Philomena and Tara talk about what it's like at Nana's Irish Pub in Newport.
When you walk into Nana's, you feel like you're the most important person there.
It's warm, comforting, cozy, good food, good people.
Tell us about the lunch specials, Tara.
Monday through Friday, lunch specials every day for $7. We do something different every day.
It's especially for the locals in Newport, the people who come every day, so that they can have a variety of food for a reasonable price. And then Tuesday nights, that seems to be always busy at Nana's.
Tuesday nights, we do our corned beef and cabbage dinner special for $10.
You also have a late hour special.
At Nana's, we now have a new late night happy hour menu, Monday through Thursday from 9 to close. We have live music every weekend. Check us out on Facebook for more details or on our website at nanasirishpub.com, where you can also check out our new video.
Nana's Irish Pub opens every day at 11.
Check it out for yourself. Nana's Irish Pub, 3rd and Coast Street in the Nye Beach area of Newport.
Las Vegas. Bright lights. Big city. We are Pac-12 basketball. Las Vegas, here we come. The Pac-12 men's basketball tournament for the first time in Las Vegas at the world-famous MGM Grand Garden Arena, March 13th through the 16th. This is Pac-12 basketball. Our game, our time. Get tickets now by visiting pac12.com/tickets.
Now at the Home Depot, Bare Premium Plus Ultra with advanced stain blocking starts at just $31.98 a gallon. Freshen up your home and save with the top-selling paint and primer in one. Visit homedepot.com/paint to find your perfect color and see why it's better for blocking stains, even on tough surfaces. Bare Ultra, now with stain blocking starting at just $31.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Remember, 9 on Thursdays, it's Lincoln County Connections. Join us next week as well, same time and same place. Anthony Vendetti on the program today. He's an AmeriCorps Vista working really kind of in health and human services. Seems like where we can find you. Somebody the other day told me, well, he's located up here. They moved him around. was able to track you down. Now, folks listening to us today, remember that Anthony is available to work with you on your disaster plan, your business resilience plan. You know, as a business, Anthony, there is this document on the Lincoln County website. It's a disaster resilience kit for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So for those listening to us today, this is located at a link called Hot Topics on Lincoln County's homepage, and you'll see business disaster preparation. That's where this PDF is. It's really kind of on web form there, too, basically. It's some of the same information, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, it is there, and it's great to look over. I have been reading it in anticipation of meeting with you. And so when you come into a business, Anthony, and if folks want to pull this up online, if they're listening to us, great. We want to just cover those 6 steps to disaster preparedness. You're going to come in. You'll come in, and what's the first thing you do?
Well, we got to find out where businesses are in their planning. So we do an assessment using a tool actually developed by the Red Cross called the Ready Rating Program.
Okay.
That helps determine the preparedness level of small businesses, and even recommends the next step. So it really takes care of that first step for you to help you plan out your planning.
Do you ask that you and a business owner or manager, you know, meet in front of a computer, or do you bring paper copies as well? How does that work?
It works best in a computer form, just
okay.
Because it tracks your progress and will actually maintain a record for you.
Can you drop somebody into this program? I mean, cold turkey, do you recommend that they get anything together prior to your visit?
I think as long as they have a good idea of their business, then they should be okay with it. But I'm also perfectly willing to help out organizations who may feel like they need an extra hand on it.
Are we safe to say that it's best, say, you know, business contacts you? I mean, we're really looking for ownership or high-level management is the person who really needs to be, you know, doing the rating.
Yeah, yeah. People with the who know the business best.
Should do it. Okay. So you sit down, you go over the rating. What do you do next?
My recommendation is talking with insurance agents. When it comes to recovery after disaster, it's that the financial bit that's going to help begin the recovery process. And so making sure that your insurance policy is up to date and covers everything that needs to be covered, we recommend talking to your agent once a year and just updating your policy.
Yeah, and hopefully they have an agent who, you know, is willing to sit down and really go over the minutiae. When you get that update, you're saying to duplicate this information, digitize the information? What's the best way to store this information in addition to just in that paper folder?
Well, if people are more comfortable with paper, then having a paper copy, but keep it somewhere secure and off-site, so that if something should happen to their facility, they still have somewhere that they can get to this paperwork. If you prefer digital copies, getting one of those small flash drives and just storing copies of important information on there, and not just insurance information, but property ownership materials, contact information, basically any information that you would need for your business. Having a copy of it somewhere safe.
Those USB jump drives seem to survive the washing machine several times for me. So I know even if they get wet, they still seem to work. So you get copies of your information. You've talked with your insurance company. What's next?
We start working on a plan.
Okay.
Whether it be both the continuity plan for businesses which the packet that you can find online will help you out with, as well as an emergency plan as to how to protect your customers and your employees.
And that's something really you've got some history in. I mean, last year working with vulnerable populations on their continuity of operations plan, you're a good man. You're someone who can help us sort of sort that out. And, you know, can that be just a list of bullet points? Can it be a 50-page document, a 2-page document? I mean, just as long as you begin thinking about this?
Yeah, as long as you have an idea of what you're going to do. If a 2-page checklist is all you need, then go with that. But if you're a person who likes having details written down, mm-hmm. whatever works best for you is what you want to do.
Then the Go Box.
Supply kit. It's a lot of times for the Go Box, it's going to be something that one of the part of your planning process is identifying a alternate operation site or at least a recovery site, somewhere to work out of if something should happen to your physical location. The Go Box will be all the necessary supplies you need in order to begin that work. Paper, pencils, your important documents, maybe a phone and charger or a laptop, just something that you can set up and begin that recovery process.
Probably would go good with your Go Kit.
Exactly.
Your Go Box and your Go Kit.
Yes.
Two things together, huh? And there's a lot of details about how to put that together. But just to sort of expedite our 6 steps before our program's over today, then you go into disaster proofing.
Yes, that's the easy structural mitigation. Meaning, if you just have a bookshelf that could tip over in an earthquake, bolted to the wall, strap back hot water heaters, make sure shutters are in place in case of high winds to protect your windows. Those easy small steps that you can take to keep your building secure.
And obviously for your employees, yourself, and your customers,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it runs the whole gamut there because, you know, you're at home, you're protecting your family, you run a business, you also have, you know, your customers to think about. And then finally, number 6, strengthen your local business network. Talk about that.
So that's the real resilience part of this is creating a local network. It involves a lot of times businesses working together just as you and your family would work together with your friends and your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
This is where businesses come together, build partnerships so that if something should happen to one, others are able to assist them, get back on their feet. And it's these networks that really begin the preparation and the resilience aspect of this.
Yeah, you know, like you had mentioned, well, one of my suppliers, what's their plan? You know, at least asking, hey, wait a second, if this happens, are you going to be able to continue to give me my products? And I think it just reaches out, and I'm sure it's probably a never-ending process to do this, Anthony. But
absolutely.
Absolutely, it's critical to begin somewhere, whether it's for your family at home, for your business. Okay, well, you know, we're coming moments away from ending, Anthony. How do we reach you?
Well, I'm easily reachable at 541-265-0430.
Okay. And email, what would that be?
It's A Vendetti, VENDETTI, at co.lincoln.or.us.
And remember that disaster resilience kit that Anthony will work with you on. The information is available on Lincoln County's website under Hot Topics. Thank you so much. I know we're coming quickly to a close. Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, everyone.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.